Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and this is Dog Days number 9. And I know I said in 8 I was going to go on and talk about the other two of the big three, but I think I want to talk a little bit more about this whole idea of publishing. Publishing has changed radically. At the time that I first came up with this whole idea, one of the reasons why, it's not that they didn't exist before, but one of the reasons why newsletter publishing and things like that really was flourishing at the time was the microcomputer revolution and the word processing revolution. Essentially, everybody had a printing press, right? It was the democratization of the printing press. And everybody had this ability to put words to paper. Now, whether the words were any good or not would depend on how much you could get for them. But it eliminated this immense amount of cost that was previously involved in publishing. I remember working for a small microcomputer dealer back in the late 70s and very early part of the 80s, and there would be people who would come in and use his copying machine that we had in the office in the little suburb that I happen to live in now. I didn't live in that suburb then. There was enough business downtown that there was walk-in traffic, and some people would just come downtown to use his copying machine. He would charge people a few cents, you know, per page. And people would type things out sometimes and then copy them. There was one guy who actually did his own little publishing thing, and he didn't use a computer. He actually, typed it out on his typewriter and then made copies of it. It really did revolutionize things. I used to go a lot at that particular time to college bookstores because it was a good source of technical books, right? You just couldn't get the technical books at the bookstores that were available at the time, right? This is all, in the 70s and very early part of the 80s, and there were not the bookstore chains with large sections of books on technical issues. But the colleges had them in their bookstores, sometimes as addendums to classes, and sometimes they were actually textbooks for the class. And so I would always, whenever there was a university in the town I was traveling to on business, I would always go to the college bookstore. I also enjoyed my time going to bookstores that were kind of around the college campus, but not, associated with the college. The kind of coffee shop and bookstore, that kind of thing. And the larger universities would sometimes have some very interesting ones. And one of the things that I would purchase there, in fact, I found some in that cleanup that I talked about that's happening in the house. I found some of the old zines that I used to have. Not e-zines, but zines. Actual physical little books or kind of newslettery kinds of things that people would print, off in whatever way they, had available to them, maybe copying machines like I'm talking about, things like that, who knows, and would then staple them together with a little bit heavier stock, as the outside cover, and some of them were kind of art-oriented, some of them were just all kinds of strange, kinds of ideas, and it was a time of people being very creative in terms of what they were publishing. And this was their first chance to do it, and they could get a few bucks for it, to make up for the printing costs at least. And I suppose a lot of these were really just carried into the store, and the stores were selling them, just to support these local, authors and, publishers and things like that. And I still had some of those left over. And so it was a really interesting time, and the ability, even at the time, we kind of lose track of some of this kind of stuff. We have the ability to do these things and really marvelous kinds of publishing now that really didn't exist, and everything involved getting things onto paper. You were still pushing around atoms. I often say that it's much cheaper to push electrons down the wire than it is to move any kind of atom any distance at all, let alone getting it out to the right number of people. And also, finding the right audience, right? The right audience for these zines was these bookstores that happened to be near college campuses. So some people actually found that and, had, I guess, some success in getting the word out. So tomorrow we'll talk about finding the right audience in the electronic publishing world. Until then, be careful.